Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim in Klaman Beis, and we're going to be looking at Simonim He, Vav, Zion, and Ches. So here we deal with the idea of if we have choices what to make the bracha on, what is appropriate order of preference, what to use to make the bracha. The theory being that it's considered a greater kavod to the bracha to say it on the more chashuv item. So that's what the chayyim starts off with in Simon Hey Mitzvah Lebaruch Hamotzi Al Masha Chashuv Yoser Mishum Hider Mitzvah. The mitzvah of making a bracha is a mitzvah, and any mitzvah that you do, you're supposed to do it in the most appropriate way, in the most mechubetika way. So doing on the item which is more chashuv would be considered an element of Hider Mitzvah. Now, the Chayyim will point out in Simon Yud, it's all discussing that you're planning to eat both of them, and you have intention to eat both of the different types of bread available. And that's the example we're talking about over here. Again, relevant to other foods as well. But here we're talking about a case of hamotzi, and you have different types of bread in front of you, and you're eventually going to be eating all of them. So therefore, we say, which one should you use for the bracha? So if I can use the nicer one for the bracha, that the bracha should be said on, that's more appropriate. If I only intend to eat one of them, even what I intend to eat is the less chashuv of all of the various different items, I'm not mechuyev to eat the better one if that's not what I want to do. So this hider mitzvah over here is not like the normal din of hider mitzvah, that a person is mechuyev to add extra money for a hider mitzvah, etc. It's just once you're doing the mitzvah and you're doing it anyway, it makes sense to do it in the more appropriate way. So it doesn't have the same full weight that you would have in the normal din of hider mitzvah, which in person's mechuyev to spend extra money to do the mitzvah in a better way. So eat the better bread, even though you don't want to. You want to save it for later. But that's not true over here. Okay, so we're talking about a case he's planning to eat all of them anyway. The question is, which one should he be making the bracha on? So if the chayyim goes through various different scenarios, and then eventually in Simen Ches, he gives us a final rule. So the scenarios he's going to be dealing with is we have bread made out of wheat flour as opposed to bread made out of other flours. That's one scenario. We have a difference of something which is a sholem versus a non-sholem. We have something which is fine flour as opposed to flour which has a coarse flour which has other things in it that has the bran in it, etc. And then there's a preference between a larger piece and a smaller piece. So those are the four scenarios he's going to deal with here in regards to bread. One is specifically by bread, we have the options of wheat flour, bread made out of wheat flour as opposed to other flours, made out of the coarse flour which has the bran in it, etc., as opposed to fine flour which has that removed. Sholem and Godel, those are the four things he's going to looking at. We can go through them. In the end, he says a klal. And then afterwards, he deals with some other possibilities, which is a case of Pas Akum versus Pas Yisrael. How do we deal with that? Okay, so in Simon Hay, he says, he has two types of bread, which he's planning to eat both of them. If one of them is smaller, if one of them is a sholem, even if it is smaller, and we'll see that there is a mila of gadol, but not against sholem. Shlemus being complete is a more chashuv a mila over the size. So a smaller sholem goes for a larger non sholem. Okay, now, and not only that, v'gam hu pas kiver shakaran grobe broit, one of the smaller one, which is a sholem, is a coarse flour which has the bran in it as well. Nowadays, when we talk about whole wheat, there a lot of whole wheat has a lot of other things in it besides. It would be true bona fide just whole wheat, including the bran, etc. That's called grubber breit. Vesheni noki, and the other one is considered noki, which means that the bran has been removed. Vegam hu gadol yosi min hasholem, but v'hu prusa. It's a piece. It's a larger piece than example, you would have a smaller roll and a larger sliced piece of bread. The roll is made out of this grubber broit, and the larger piece is made out of processed flour, which has had the bran removed. still mitzvah lebarach al sholem. So there's a preference to the concept of sholem. Now he deals with a situation where when you pull apart items, do they have a din of a sholem? And what's their status? Imagine we'll talk about that in the following shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.